Republicans and Democrats in the Senate have introduced a bipartisan election reform bill a day after the House passed its version of election reform. It's a big step for an issue that's been bogged down for months by disputes over what role the federal government should have in fixing the nation's election system. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The year began with politicians of both parties standing side by side, vowing to take quick action to correct the problems that were so evident in the Florida recount of 2000. But it didn't take long before partisan differences seemed to tear the best intentions apart. When a Senate committee took up a reform bill this summer, the Republicans boycotted. They complained they hadn't received a fair hearing. 1 year after the presidential election was decided, senators stood shoulder to shoulder once again. Democrat Christopher Dodd of Connecticut said after weeks of behind-the-scenes negotiations, they'd reached a compromise. The proposal would give states and localities more than $3.4 billion over the next 5 years to fix their voting systems. Dodd said members had moved beyond the partisan divisions exacerbated by the painfully close presidential race.
We're not here today to discuss what happened a year ago, but what we can do to guarantee that what happened last year and over previous years in many states around the country never occurs again in our nation.
The proposed legislation would require states and localities to do a number of things. By 2004, they'd have to allow provisional balloting, so anyone whose eligibility is questioned on Election Day can still cast a vote. The decision about whether to count it would be made later. By 2006, all states would have to have election systems in place that would inform voters immediately if they'd made a mistake on their ballot, so they could fix it right away. And all polling places would have to be accessible to the disabled. What the bill doesn't do is tell states exactly how to meet these standards. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said Republicans would have preferred a bill that did not mandate any specific state actions, but that wasn't possible if there was going to be a deal.
Once we made the decision we couldn't pass a no-mandates bill, a lot of these guys wouldn't have been here for a no-mandates bill, we tried to balance the requirements that we thought were the bare minimum and leave all the rest of it to the states.
Republicans also demanded that the legislation clamp down on voter fraud. Missouri Republican Christopher Bond said the voter rolls in many places are a mess. He said some people in his state are registered 3, 4, and even 5 times.
For those who want to use the confusion of clogged up voter lists to hide their efforts to vote multiple times, we are requiring a statewide voter registration system, a unique identifier, and we set up a specific program to get duplicate names off the rolls.
Under the bill, voters who register by mail will have to show identification the first time they come to vote. The legislation also creates a new federal commission to oversee the law. Dodd says it's unlikely the full Senate will get to the bill before Christmas, but he expects a vote early next year. There are differences with the House bill, but Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland, one of the main authors, says it appears the Senate is moving in the right direction. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.